This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, I guess, for Nancy Pelosi. She has never received so much support from Republicans as she has received because of her trip to Taiwan. And has this been a great coup worthy of praise from 26 Republican senators who sent in a document backing her visit to Taiwan, according to one of the leading, most influential conservative columnists out there, Brett Stevens, who writes about this with great praise for Nancy Pelosi doing the right thing. Does it help the United States? Does it hurt the United States? Does it help our struggle against Russia and the continued threat of violence and destruction and atrocities in Ukraine? We got a note, an email, and the email actually echoes a lot of those concerns. It came from Michael in Arvada, Colorado. And Michael, I appreciate your writing in. Though he says, couldn't disagree with you more on your stand on the Pelosi-Taiwan visit. There will always be conflict with the U.S. and China. They don't need to have an excuse to support Russia or continue their land grab in the South China Sea. This is all theater by China. Michael, many years ago, visits by U.S. officials to Israel were condemned by countries in the region. Perhaps you need to not get caught up in all the rhetoric and saber-rattling and consider what is decent and fair. First time I can recall cheering Pelosi, but this time she is right on. The opposition to her trip, and this is what's so fascinating about the way that this has worked out. I mentioned that Brett Stevens has a powerful column in the New York Times today. The column, Pelosi stood up to Beijing, good for her. We will share it with you in just a moment. There's a mixed column in Wall Street Journal, but there's a devastating column by Tom Friedman, who's usually on the left side of things, who says Pelosi's visit to Taiwan is reckless. And the subheading is, the timing could not be worse. The Ukraine war is not over. And Tom Friedman says, I have a lot of respect for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, but if she goes ahead with a visit to Taiwan this week against President Biden's wishes, she'll be doing something that's utterly reckless, dangerous, and irresponsible. Nothing good will come of it. Taiwan will now be more, will not be more secure or more prosperous as a result of this purely symbolic visit. And a lot of bad things could happen. These include a Chinese military response that could result in the U.S. being plunged into indirect conflicts with a nuclear-armed Russia and a nuclear-armed China at the same time. And if you think our European allies, who are facing an existential war with Russia over Ukraine, will join us if there is a U.S. conflict with China over Taiwan triggered by this unnecessary visit, you are badly misreading the world. And then what he says is, he says, there are moments in international relations when you need to keep your eyes on the prize. Today, the prize is crystal clear. We must ensure that Ukraine is able, at a minimum, to blunt and at a maximum, reverse Vladimir Putin's unprovoked invasion, which, if it succeeds, will prove a direct threat to the stability of the whole European Union. To help create the greatest possibility of Ukraine reversing Putin's invasion, Biden and his national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, held a series of very tough meetings with China's leadership, imploring Beijing not to enter the Ukraine conflict by providing military assistance to Russia, and particularly now when Putin's arsenal has been diminished by 5 months of grinding war. That particularly involves those drones that apparently China makes pretty well. Okay, and this goes to this idea about political theater and various visits by U.S. officials to Israel, he says, in the past were condemned by countries in the region. That's absolutely true. And however, here is the difference, is that there had been no agreement about Israeli independence other than the agreement in the UN and the League of Nations before that, and by all international bodies, that Israel was a legitimate independent nation recognized by other nations. We do not recognize Taiwan's independence anymore. Why don't we? Because there was a deal that was made by Nixon and Kissinger back in the 1970s when the United States was helped win the Cold War by the U.S. Working out a more viable understanding and relationship with Red China. Now, you can say that we would have been better off if we had stuck to the defense of Taiwan as the only legitimate China, and Taiwan used to be a member of the United Nations. They used to call it the Republic of China, as opposed to the Chinese People's Republic. But that idea has gone away, and there are reasons for it, and the basic reason is that if China, the a nation of 1.4 billion, decides that they want to invade and take over Taiwan, which is a very prosperous, admirable, wonderful, democratic nation of 23 million. Now, just do the math. 23 million versus 1.4 billion. Taiwan could certainly defend itself to make China pay a price, but the imbalance is far worse than the imbalance between Russia and Ukraine. And unlike the situation with Ukraine, Taiwan is in this anomalous position because China's in this anomalous position, as we all are. And the idea that as a cost of basically having continued trade and relationships and something less than a direct confrontation with China, what would we do? And I know and I respect the fact that President Biden has said, yes, he will defend Taiwan, but how? This is not an easy thing to war game out. But that doesn't stop Bret Stephens from saying that Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan carries undeniable risks. He's right. And this is his column today. He says Beijing could respond by harassing U.S. Navy ships and aircraft in the area with a distinct possibility for collision or confrontation. It could seize the largely demilitarized Taiwanese island of Kinmen, used to be known as Quemoy, which lies just a few miles off the Fujian coast. It could lend Moscow a hand in the war in Ukraine, perhaps by selling it the kinds of precision munitions the Russian military is reportedly running low on. But after her visit was effectively announced, it would have been catastrophic, he says, to back down. Bullies often seek tests of strength to probe for signs of weakness, and they always read efforts at conciliation as evidence of capitulation. This is Tom Friedman making, well, we'll get to that. And if you have strong feelings on this issue or on any of the results of the election yesterday, you can give us a call. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And more about the unlikely splits over the Taiwan visit and what comes next. That on the Medved Show coming up.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Here is Nancy Pelosi speaking in Taiwan yesterday about the relationship between our two nations. Here is Speaker of the House, a third in line to the presidency. She's older than Biden. She's 82. In any event, here is Nancy Pelosi.
Taiwan has been an island of resilience in the world. Indeed, the people of Taiwan have proven to the world that with hope, courage, and determination, it is possible to build a peaceful and prosperous future. even in terms of the challenges you face. And now more than ever, America's solidarity with Taiwan is crucial, and that is the message we are bringing here today. Today the world faces a choice between democracy and autocracy. America's determination to preserve democracy here in Taiwan and around the world remains ironclad. And we're grateful to the partnership of the people of Taiwan in this mission.
Okay, the idea that this kind of visit would be some kind of provocation that the Chinese are describing as an aggression, as a war crime almost. I mean, it's nutty. One of the points that a number of people have made, that's a point Brett Stevens makes, is that Newt Gingrich was the last speaker who went there back in the 1990s, and he visited Taiwan, he said much the same thing. And it was not a gigantic problem. Now, this may have to do with Xi's timetable. There have been many other members of Congress. Lindsey Graham has made trips to Taiwan. And we do have cooperation with Taiwan economically. A lot of the chips that are crucial to America's high-tech industry are actually manufactured in Taiwan. And it is unthinkable to try to say that, okay, we are going to be intimidated against having members of Congress go to visit to indicate what the president has already indicated, and he's done it repeatedly. He's been asked, will we defend Taiwan? Now, previous presidents have not said, yes, we will. Biden has. And there was a question at the White House press briefing today, and it's interesting. Fox News's Peter Doocy, who does a great job at these press briefings, says, now that Taiwan is effectively encircled by the military of China, does President Biden think Pelosi's trip was actually worth the trouble? Now, notice how directly the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre actually answered that question. Clip 17.
Now that Taiwan is effectively encircled by the Chinese military doing these drills, does the president think that the trip was worth the trouble?
Look, I already said this, and I'll just repeat it to you. There's no reason for Beijing to turn this visit, which is consistent with longstanding U.S. policy, into some sort of crisis. There's no reason to do that. We have been very clear. There's no change in our one China policy, which is guided by the Taiwan Relations Act of 1979. That has not changed. And so, look, the United States will not seek and does not want a crisis here. But we are prepared to manage what Beijing chooses to do.
Okay, the Wall Street Journal and their editorial on this issue today, actually it's from yesterday. The Wall Street Journal editorial says, even if the Pelosi trip ends in anticlimax, which is kind of what seems to have happened, China's military threats show that the status of Taiwan and its protection are fast becoming emergencies. U.S. officials say that Mr. Xi has advanced his timetable for reunification. That means takeover. That's the nice way of saying we take over Taiwan. Reunification from later this decade to perhaps as little as 18 months. Taiwan, the U.S., and our allies can't wait if they want to deter a war. Why would Xi be speeding this up? Well, he has a crucial party Congress coming up where he is going to ask for an extension of his own term in office, basically to make himself president for life, which he wasn't originally intending to be. But you know, power has a addictive quality, and President Xi loves being one of the most powerful figures in the world. That party, Congress, a lot of people are saying he will set up a timetable for, quote, reunification. And the fact is that if you look at the way they've handled it with Hong Kong, when they were able to take over Hong Kong, they made all sorts of promises and deals with the people of Hong Kong and with the British government that was giving over their colonial status of Hong Kong that had existed for years and years. And by the way, it was certainly popular compared to the relationship with this autocratic world of Red China. And what do you do, actually, particularly given the fact that this is part of the world where there's already a real threat from the Chinese? One of the fascinating developments is they have put in untold trillions of dollars in building a very formidable navy. And this is the first time since the 15th century that China really has had a world-class navy. They have more ships in their navy than we do. Now, that doesn't mean that they are equivalent to the United States as a naval power. Their technology isn't quite the same, but the Chinese are pretty good at stealing technology, too. So what do you do, and what is the context? This is Tom Friedman of the New York Times on CNBC over the weekend, who had wished that Nancy had stayed home. Listen.
Just stay home. This whole trip is completely out of context. Eyes on the prize. The prize is Ukraine defeating Russia. China's helping us do that right now. Don't now. Don't poke them. Especially at a time when Xi Jinping, about to try to secure a third term in power, I think floundering at home in many ways, terrible COVID strategy, lots of problems with debt at home. He'd love a wag the tail option, I'm sure. Wag the dog option, excuse me, by distracting his people's attention from his own failures at home by doing something on Taiwan. Be smart. Think of the context. Don't give him that kind of opportunity, right?
Look, I think there is a great deal to be said on both arguments. The one item that I think is very clear is that this will not be a partisan issue. There are so many of those. And now is it time to look at the abortion issue in a different context, because of the really shocking result, a 19-point spread. It's almost, it's approaching to the one. It's a huge vote against abortion restrictions or regulations or the right of the legislature to impose them. That from Kansas. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is set to vote on whether Sweden and Finland should become members of NATO. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says that Russia's president is strengthening the NATO alliance.
With a vote, the Senate will come together in a bipartisan manner and bolster the Western alliance in the face of growing authoritarianism.
Following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Finland and Sweden requested to join the alliance. An Illinois man is arraigned and charged with opening fire on an Independence Day parade. and the 21-year-old has pleaded not guilty. Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt announces some of the charges Robert Cremo III faces.
He is facing 21 counts of first-degree murder. If he is convicted of murdering any two people, he will face natural life without the possibility of parole.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
And on the Michael Medved show, talking about the priorities in terms of American foreign policy, security for this country, and international security, there's an alarming new trend in Russian propaganda, which is to try to blame Ukraine for monkeypox and cannibalism. Yes, cannibalism. Where? How? There was a TV channel which is operated by the Kremlin, basically. It has all been it's called Tsargrad. And this TV network, which goes all over the world, just highlighted this following headline: cold, hunger, cannibalism. London fell into its own Ukrainian pit. What they are saying is that there is widespread cannibalism going on in Great Britain. This apparently has escaped the attention of British authorities. And what it's based on, and this is fascinating, is there's a guy named Jeremy Clarkson, who is a columnist and often does humorous columns. And he did a column in the Sunday Times, for which I have also written in London. Earlier this month, the one-time TV host, who is now a farmer, joked that things are going so poorly in terms of the food supply chain, is he said, here in the countryside, it's only a matter of time before people eat their neighbors. He warned that food and supplies could be drastically hit by the reduction of grain and a rise in the cost of fertilizer. Now, Jeremy Clarkson is a funny guy. He's one of those people who writes a humorous column. He did not expect to be taken seriously by one of the Russian news sources, and the Russian news source Tsargrad advertises its information as no malice, only facts. It's like the whole idea of Pravda, which means the truth, which you rarely got from Pravda. The article insists that the sanctions imposed on Russia by the West in response to what the Kremlin dubs its special operation in Ukraine simply destroyed supply chains for its own people, causing mass starvation now in Britain and the United States and elsewhere because of the Ukrainian war. And, of course, they blame the Ukrainian war entirely on the, quote, Nazi government of the Ukraine. I mean, blaming Ukraine for Nazism, I guess blaming them for cannibalism, one could say is even worse.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Really? This, by the way, one of the movies that we reviewed last week has a cannibalistic theme involving eating a baby, and which is not a movie that I am recommending to anyone. That's right. Maybe they can involve that film somehow. That's a film called Resurrection, very misleadingly. Maybe they can involve that somehow in the ongoing abortion debate. Look, it's so very sad that what could have been, with the right leadership on all sides, a moment of clarity where the decision that was made by the Supreme Court was not a decision in the Dobbs case to stop abortion. It was not a decision even to limit abortion. It was a decision to give the choice to the people. And now what appears to be happening, and I imagine this is what we're going to hear, is that with the Democrats achieving this kind of success with that they just achieved in Kansas, and it wasn't the Democrats, it wasn't the pro-abortion forces that put this item on the ballot. It was the pro-life forces that are very strong in Kansas. It is a very conservative state that just blew the entire campaign so horribly by not making clear what was going on there. By the way, there is more good news. I mean, the best news for me, and people who listen to the show understand it, is it now looks very likely that Eric Schmidt, who is the Attorney General of the state of Missouri, is going to be the next senator from Missouri. He won the primary easily. It wasn't even seriously close. And in fact, Eric Reitens, the other Eric endorsed by President Trump, that other Eric finished third. He didn't even finish second. Vicky Hartzler finished second in the state of Missouri. So in what is primarily and traditionally a Republican state, and more than ever, and which carried easily for President Trump last time, with Eric Schmidt as the candidate, the Republicans will hold that seat. And there's another close race, or one-time race, or one-time unsuitable candidate like Eric Reitens, the disgraced former governor, who finished very poorly, did not perform nearly as well as the polls indicated he might. But the individual who, and I've watched some of the documentaries, he's an extraordinarily weird individual, Ron Watkins, who was identified as Q, as of in QAnon conspiracy theories. He lost his bid to unseat the Democratic incumbent in Arizona's 2nd Congressional District, finishing dead last in the Republican primary. The Daily Beast is saying that Ron Watkins, a former administrator of the alt-right image board 8chan, now rebranded as 8kun, failed to get more than 4% of votes, bringing his controversial and poorly executed campaign to a sputtering end. Watkins has been accused by some, and including most people who have actually researched this, of being the Q in the mysterious QAnon conspiracy theory, which falsely alleges that a government insider is exposing Hollywood elites and top Democrats as pedophilic cannibals who worship Satan. Now, why do they need to put in which falsely alleges that a government insider is exposing it? Really, you need to be told that by Daily Beast? Look, that is the real problem with so many of these election results and so much of the conversation about the stolen election. I mean, so much of it is beyond imagining that people really do believe this stuff and vote accordingly. And the question I would ask for anyone who is out there, okay, let's say that that somehow you really do believe the election of 2020 was stolen. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to fix it? 1-800-955-1776. No, I do not believe for a moment that that existence was there, but then there are lots of conspiracists who do. One of them coming up, Alex Jones, his trial continuing today. We'll bring you the latest coming up.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
And on the Michael Medved show, some of the parents who tragically lost a six-year-old son in the Sandy Hook shooting, in the mass shooting that claimed more than 20 children and teachers and others. That shooting, one of the great crimes in American history, which was called repeatedly for years, day after day, time after time, a hoax. The claim being that no children really died, that the parents were part of the hoax, that this was all meant as a conspiracy to try to take away Americans' guns. Alex Jones, also a believer, he is known to have said that he believes that George W. Bush is the greatest mass murderer in human history, and that they were preparing FEMA concentration camps for people, and that the buildings on 9/11 were actually blown up by the government and the CIA and more. He's a conspiracy theorist. The New York Times doesn't even describe him that way anymore. They describe him as a fabulist, not as fabulous. But a fabulist is someone who makes up stories based on the word fable. And Alex Jones does that, and he's made a great deal of money doing that. This is a CBS report on the ongoing Alex Jones trial that has some pretty exciting and outrageous elements today. This is the latest as CBS sees it, 15.
In Texas, a jury is considering how much conspiracy theorist Alex Jones should pay for lying that the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre was a hoax. The parents of one of the six-year-old victims is suing him, claiming his lies put them through a living hell.
Emotional testimony from Neil Heflin. He's the father of six-year-old Jesse Lewis, killed at Sandy Hook Elementary in 2012.
When you lose a child, you're losing part of yourself, and those feelings don't go away.
Heflin and Jesse's mom, Scarlett Lewis, are suing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Jones, on his InfoWars program, told his audience of millions that the massacre was a hoax, calling the victims and their families crisis actors.
They staged Sandy Hook. The evidence is just overwhelming.
The parents are asking for $150 million, saying they've endured years of harassment and threats by Jones's followers.
Alex started this fight, and I'll finish this fight.
Late today, Jones took the stand in his own defense.
I never intentionally tried to hurt you. The internet had a lot of questions. I had questions.
Okay, he didn't have questions, he had assertions. And the way it's reported in AP is conspiracy theorist Alex Jones testified today that he now understands it was irresponsible of him to declare the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre a hoax. He now believes it was 100% real. What do you think has convinced him? Dr. Johnson says the gallows doth wonderfully concentrate the mind. I think the idea of paying $150 million, which even for a guy like Alex Jones, that's real money. Speaking a day after the parents of a six-year-old boy who was killed in the 2012 attack just testified about the suffering, death threats, and harassment they've endured. They've had to move several times. They've had constant death threats who see them as part of a plot to take away people's guns because of all of the lies that Trump had put forward on multiple media platforms. The InfoWars host told a Texas courtroom that he definitely thinks now that the attack happened. Especially since I met the parents, it's 100% real, Jones said at his trial to determine how much he and his media company, Free Speech Systems, owe for defaming Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis. But Heslin and Lewis said Tuesday that an apology wouldn't suffice and that Jones needed to be held accountable for repeatedly spreading falsehoods about the attack. They are seeking at least $150 million. Jones told the jury that any compensation above $2 million, quote, will sink us, but added, I think it's appropriate for whatever you decide what you want to do. Uh-huh. Jones is the only person testifying in his own defense. His attorney asked him if he now understands it was absolutely irresponsible to push the false claims that the massacre didn't happen and no one died. Jones said he does, but added, they in the media, they wouldn't let me take it back. How do you take something like that back? This is what the judge said to Alex Jones in court. Listen.
Mr. Jones, you may not say to this jury that you complied with discovery. That is not true. You may not say it again. You may not tell this jury that you are bankrupt. That is also not true. You may have filed for bankruptcy. I don't know that, but I've heard that. That doesn't make a person or a company bankrupt. You're already under oath to tell the truth. You've already violated that oath twice today in just those two examples. It seems absurd to instruct you again that you must tell the truth while you testify. Yet here I am. You must tell the truth while you testify. This is not your show. You need to slow down and not take what you see as opportunities to further the message you're wanting to further. And instead, only answer the specific and exact question you have been asked.
Okay, the lawyer in the trial asked Jones if he understood a basic legal and human concept. This is clip 16.
Did you know that 12 days ago, your attorneys messed up and sent me an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years, and when informed, did not take any steps to identify it as privileged or protect it in any way. And as of 2 days ago, it fell free and clear into my possession. And that is how I know you lied to me when you said you didn't have text messages about Sandy Hook. Did you know that?
I told you the truth. This is your Perry Mason moment. I gave them my phone. And it,
Mr. Jones, you need to answer the question.
No,
did you know this happened?
No, I don't know this happened, but I mean, I told you, I gave him the phone over.
And you said, Mr. Jones, in discovery, you were asked, do you have Sandy Hook text messages on your phone? And you said no, correct? You said that under oath, Mr. Jones, didn't you?
I mean, I was mistaken, but you got the messages right there.
You know what perjury is, man. I just want to make sure you know before we go any further. You know what it is.
Yes, I do. I mean, I'm not a tech guy. I told you I gave, in my testimony, the phone to the lawyers before or whatever, and so you got my phone, but we didn't give it to you.
Okay. this entire thing is so extraordinary. You talk about perjury here. He apparently, and one of the things that they found out from all these phone messages they got, is just how much money he makes selling these snake oil products that he has sold on InfoWars for years. And basically he's saying he doesn't have money to pay the families for the damages he's done to them. And they are bragging back and forth on making some $300 million on selling what it is that various wonder products that Alex Jones sells. There was one tense moment in the courtroom where Mr. Jones was trying to talk to one of the Sandy Hook family members, and it sounded like this. That's 13.
Why? You can't feed them fake videos anymore?
No, shut up.
That's what you're trying to shut my mouth. You'll never succeed.
Okay. And there's very touching testimony from a mother of this little boy, Jesse Lewis, who was murdered when he was six. And she says directly to Alex Jones, Jesse was real. And how dare he claim that it is a hoax? Outcome coming up soon, and coming up soon on the MedVed Show, Dr. Frank Luntz, one of the most honored communication professionals in America today. What do the Republicans need to do to communicate? Coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.